Online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
Saying, because the enemy has blinded the minds and the hearts of people, and he is on his job destroying the minds of people and making the truth be a lie and the lie be the truth. Help me, Holy Spirit. But if we are Christian, which implies that we are Christ-like, then we live the life that God has called us to live. And let me say that we are not perfect, but we're striving to be perfected, because the Lord says, I'm perfecting you by the power of my word, through the power of the Holy Spirit that's transforming your life. The Bible is full of examples where God speaks directly to prophets and leaders and even ordinary people. And Sister Cotton, he speaks through women as well. I'm shattering traditions today. Because some people believe women can't do certain things. But I say there are more women in the world than there are men. So God's going to use who's ever available. I don't care what they say. I don't care if they say you can't do it. Then you take it up with God, because it ain't got nothing to do with salvation. When we stop looking at traditional stuff and this is how we always done it, God said, then change the way you do it and do the way I said do it. From the burning bush where Moses received his divine mission, to the angelic visitation of Mary, the mother of Jesus. The narrative of God, the story of God's communication is vivid and his message is powerful. There is power in this place. There's an anointing that falls upon his appointed. And when God is speaking, there should be an echo within the hearts and the conscience of men. It was God who spoke in the creative order in Genesis, and by speaking everything came into existence. He barad Elohim. He is a God who creates all things by his spoken word. Are you hearing him now? The heavenly rain, the earth, the moon, the stars came into existence by his spoken word. Man cannot even comprehend what God is up to, nor can they comprehend what God is doing. I don't care how many degrees, I don't care how much they think they know, God is still more powerful than the most brilliant minds of the world. We cannot comprehend what God can do. God made man and gave man the authority to speak and name all of the things that he created. And sometime, Brother Martin, because man was given the authority to speak, man's word does not look like God. Man's word does not always look like God, Donald. Sometime, man's words can be vindictive. Sometimes they can be callous. Another time they can be sarcastic. It can be hurtful. It can be harmful. And some, my brothers and sisters, don't even care, because they've been desensitized to the affairs and the conscience and the position that men have and supposed to love one another. There are some people who simply just don't really care. But then there are other times, Sister Cotton, that man's words can be kind, and man's word can be comforting, and man's words can be sympathetic and caring. And it is in those times that we look like our Creator. We want to ask a definitive and a defining question this morning. Are you hearing and listening to to what God has to say. In a year, in a day, in a time when God is drawing men and conforming and transforming men, are you listening to what God has to say? For the enemy is a masterful plan, because he is the only one that cannot be saved. And so his objective is to kill, to steal, and to destroy. And the only one that can hurt God ain't angels, not fallen angels, because they don't have a place anymore. They are destined to fall in the lake of fire and brimstone. So the only one that can hurt God is us. So God, in his infinite wisdom and knowledge, has made the plan of salvation for all of us to be saved. But the enemy blinds the eyes and the hearts of men who will not hear what God has to say. Are you hearing what God has to say? My brothers and sisters, when I was in the workforce, I was employed by a chemical plant that many of you know the name. But when I was in Dallas, they shut that plant down, and to remain employed and to enter into what they call the transfer process, we had to take a test. What they didn't say was that if you failed the test, you could not be transferred. And one of the Hispanic employees, a guy that I had worked with for years, came and shared with me that he failed the test. They came to me a lot because I was a preacher. They knew that I would pray with them. And he said, I failed the test. And they were not going to allow him to enter the process. And he broke down and he cried. And it wrecked me, because I was going to be able to move forward, but he could no longer stay with the company. And I knew then that I couldn't stay there seeing all of the hurt that was being done. They gave this test, and Sister Mathis know it is called ODT. And ODT is oral direction test, which means that you follow instruction. If you fail the test, you couldn't be transferred. But I took that to understand how they separated people, because you would have to go into another concept, which was a separation policy that they had in place. I'm going somewhere with this, because there's a man that's trying to give some oral direction tests, and his direction ain't got nothing to do with how you feel. His direction is to knock you down, knock you out, take you out. His direction ain't got nothing to do with what you know, but it has to do with everything about him. Help me, Holy Spirit. And what I have discovered is that the biblical narrative, how man has consistently failed. When you don't have a relationship with God, you will never be successful. But when you have a linked up with God, when you have a connection with God, you cannot fail. I'm talking about a God who will make the impossible possible. I'm talking about a God who can take a little and make a lot. I'm talking about when you have a relationship with the Lord, you cannot fail. The enemy may try to take from you, but God said, if I be for you, I'm more than the world against you. For greater is he that's in you and me than he that is in the world. Is there anybody who knows what I'm talking about? God is always speaking, but are you listening? God is speaking. My brothers and sisters, the Bible is full of men who called God, who called upon him. But when we think about this ODT test, even in the biblical narrative, man had an ODT test. God gave him an ODT test, and it is called obeying divine trust. Are you obeying God? Are you obeying God? And most of all, are you trusting him when you don't know what the answer is? Are you trusting him to open the door for you? Are you trusting him to be who he said he is? Are you trusting him when there's no money in the bank? Are you trusting God? Because God ain't gonna break down no door to get you to trust him and have faith in him. This is personal. We only have to turn to the Lord when our backs are against the wall. And where there's nowhere else to go, we go to the Lord, and he can do exceedingly abundantly, more than you and I can ask or think. That's the God that we serve. So, the historical text speaks of a man called Samuel, who was at birth given back to the Lord by his mother Hannah to serve in the temple as part of her petition to God. And because of this, Samuel had been called, this Samuel had been dedicated to the Levitical ministry at Shiloh. And he had gone and he had undergone training in the things of the Lord. And Samuel had not yet been addressed by the direct revelation of God. See, I understand, because when I first got into ministry, I was not the man that I am today, but I was growing. And I'm at a point in height that the Lord is doing something in me that he had never done before. I am not like I used to be. I'm more than what God position me to be. And he said, speak truth to power. Speak my word that they will know who is calling them to a higher level of accountability. Speak truth to power. And I shall be your guide, and I shall be your banner, and I shall be your provider, and I shall be your deliverer, and I shall be your strength, and I shall be your armor, and I shall be all that you need to be. Is there anybody listening to what God has to say? God is always speaking. But God is telling us, even when he's calling men into the service, sometimes there's some elements to try to take you down. We're told the time came for the Lord to fulfill the promise to remove Eli's priesthood. And because Eli's two corrupt sons had perverted the temple, and because of this, God now established another. So the divine silence was broken. Sometimes God won't say nothing. God would allow stuff to go on so long, then whatever happened, what goes on in the dark will ultimately come to the light. You may be able to get by sometime, but you can't fool God no time. Because whatever is being hidden will one day come to light. While Samuel was resting in the temple, attending to the burning lamb, he heard the voice of the Lord, which he mistakenly took for Eli. Every now and then, every voice you hear ain't God. But when you've been discerned, when you've been baptized, when you've been bought with a price, you know when God is talking. Because not everything is a good word for you, but God has a perfect word for you. And he answered, here am I. So he ran to Eli and said, here am I, for you call me. And he said, I did not call you again. And he went and he laid down. Then the Lord called yet again, Samuel.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.
Now back to the hits.
Back to the music.
Please believe that.